Hello everyone. As spring approaches, are you thinking about cleaning your house? I mean a really good spring cleaning, the one where you move everything and clean it, get all the dust out, maybe even get rid of things you don't use anymore? Hello everyone, I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the host of The Supplementarian, and today I have with me my coworker and friend, Jane Risner.
Hey everybody.
Today we're going to delve into spring cleaning for our bodies. That's right, our bodies need to detox on a regular basis. So we're going to start out talking a little bit about how we get toxins in our body and why we need to get rid of them. So the sad truth is, toxins are everywhere. They're in our food additives. They can be in our water. We can get heavy metal. They can be in our skincare products. They can be in the air. We can breathe them in. Anything that comes in contact with our body has the potential to be a toxin. So Jane, what are some of these toxins out here and what makes them so bad for us?
Well, they interrupt your bodily function. So anything, even some food products like sugar or alcohol, they disrupt the optimal function of many different organs, and particularly liver and bladder, because those are the two organs that help to sort of filter your blood. But so many things that we eat and that we drink can disrupt how your body was created to operate optimally.
Yeah, and we want our bodies to operate optimally. The better our body's operating, the better we feel and the higher quality of life we have. So yeah. As she's mentioning there, sugar and alcohol, well, those may be some things you want to have on occasion, but if you have too much, they can start to cause long-term damage or problems. Lots of alcoholics can end up with liver disease. Fatty liver disease can be life-threatening. We can't live long if our liver's not working. In fact, I think you said that was a week?
If your liver shuts down, you've got about 1 week without intervention. I mean, you can live in the hospital, but it's not pleasant.
No, and that would not be a pleasant way to live, and definitely not a pleasant way to die. So we can do things day in, day out to improve our health function and to help us detox. And one of the ways is simply to avoid the toxins. And so we can eliminate sugar. We could eliminate alcohol. We could eliminate other things from our diet and live better that way. But it's not always possible to eliminate everything. And there's lots of food additives out there, in ingredients and fillers and preservatives and things that can also build up in our system, because our body doesn't really know what to do with it. And the more we can eliminate that and let our body release that, the better we're going to feel.
Right.
So one of the things I recommend to people is to be in a continual state of detox. And I'm not talking like a colon cleanse where you're going to be running to the bathroom all the time. I'm talking about a gentle detox that you can do on a regular basis. And one of the ways I like to do it is to detox from different things at different times. So for 1 month, I may be working to help support my liver. Another month, I may be taking the supplements to get rid of heavy metals. Another one I will take for food additives. And I keep rotating all these different detox supplements around so that my body is continually working to release all the bad things and it doesn't get to build up. If we wait, just like if we wait to clean our house, say you do laundry every day, but you forget to take out and clean that lint screen, pretty soon that lint's gonna actually be coming out of your dryer. And it can actually be a fire hazard. Same kind of thing's true for us. If we let bad things continually build up, we're creating a hazard for our health. And in long term, a hazard for how we're going to live the rest of our lives. So Jane, what are some of the ways you like to detox?
Well, I think what I want to say about that is that the first way to detox is to not get the toxins in. And also, if you're trying to eat a good balanced diet in some way or another, if you are exercising, doing some breathing exercises, and avoiding unsafe habits, you've gone a long way to do what we like to say, the forever detox, you know, the continual always detoxing. So those are three things that I love to do. I love to be out in the fresh air. I love to be hiking, and that detoxes your body. But also we have one of those foot baths at home, and we detox through our feet. My husband does that more than I do, I have to confess, but that's a way to do it. Also, I like to do a cleanse every once in a while, or also I like fasting. So every once in a while, I like to fast and detox that way.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Fasting can actually increase our immune system. If we fast just for 3 days, on day three, our immune system has underwent a vast power up, if you will, and yeah, it is functioning so much better for a short 3 day fast. So I kind of like to call it like we're resurrecting our immune system. So fasting is a great thing to do too. If you start to feel sick, you can start to fast, and your body will naturally put everything it's got into fighting off something. So that's a great point too. And yes, fresh air. In this day and time, so many of us stay indoors, like all the time. We get up, and the amount of time we're outdoors is walking from the house to the vehicle, and then from the vehicle into work, and then we're staying there. And then it's from the work to the vehicle, and from the vehicle back to home. And that's all we get, is that short amount of time. So spending time outdoors is a great way to detox, and it also can detox our mind.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Fantastic to take a break from the stress and the pressures of the day and just get outside and be at one with nature and praise God for everything He's given us. And that can just take a lot of relief off there, because our mind dictates a lot of what happens in our body. And so if our mind is overloaded, our body is going to stay overloaded as well.
That's true.
So, Jane, how often do you get outside and take these hikes?
Well, I try to do short hikes every day. I try to take a big hike once a week, you know, 5 miles or more, and I try to include mountains in that. So I try to do that. This cold weather has gotten me a little bit off my game, but that's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Weather can affect how much we can get out, and or at least how much we can enjoy it.
Yeah, how much we're willing to. Yeah.
Yeah, we can get out in it, but we may not have that same level of enjoyment when it's frigid outside, or when it's even extremely hot. Either extreme can be harsh, and of course we also have storms and other things that can come along. But you know, people who are diehard hikers and are traveling the Appalachian Trail or things like that, they get out in all kinds of weather.
Yeah, so they're out there no matter what.
That's right. So it can be done, even if it's not quite as enjoyable. It can be done. And so you did mention exercise. I love to exercise every single day. My goal is 5 to 6 days a week. I don't put the pressure on me that I have to do 7, or I failed. I may do 7, but it's not a do or die. I don't have to feel like, well, I missed a day this week and therefore I failed. If I've done 5 or 6 days of a good hard workout, I can say, wow, I've met my goal. If I do day 7, fantastic. I went above and beyond. But I think it's great to not put that pressure on ourselves that we have to do it every single day or we're a failure. If we get that mindset, we're always going to feel like a failure. But if we do that 5 to 6 days a week, we're doing great. So how does exercise help us detox?
Well, the real secret, I'm about to give you a big secret. The real secret to keeping your body completely clean and healthy and well is getting oxygen to every cell of your body all the time. If we had oxygen freely flowing to every cell of our body, that's what cleans your cells out. That's what keeps you from getting disease. That's what fights disease. That's what does everything. And so exercise pushes your blood into areas that it might not normally go if you, say, for instance, sat behind your desk. Even if you were working really hard, if you're just sitting there, you're still not moving your body. And so blood is not freely flowing everywhere. And blood, of course, is what transports the oxygen. So that's how it works.
Yeah. And so that's an important point. Exercise is exercise when it increases our heart rate.
Yeah.
That's when you're getting the benefit, that increased heart rate and getting the blood flowing to every single part of our body. And so, yes, all these things are critical to do on a continual basis. It's not a one and done. It's not, I've done it once and I never have to do it again. It's day by day by day by day. So our goal should be forming that habit and keeping that habit going. If we form a good habit, we don't want to let it go. And it can be hard to break the bad habits. So make sure we're forming good habits and utilizing our time with good habits, and we will see really positive results.
Yeah.
And of course, one thing we didn't mention that's important for everyone is drinking water.
Yes.
You've got to have water in your system. Your cells have a lot of water in them, as well as needing oxygen. They're made out of a lot of water. If you don't have good, clean water flowing through your body and changing out, and you, I think if you just took a bath and you never changed the bath water, how many times would you want to get in that bath water?
Yeah.
Like in olden days, even when there were large families, like the last person to take the bath in that hot tub of water was not the happiest person in that family. And, you know, now we never save the water. We, you know, use it. Next person gets all fresh water. We don't even think about that. But your cells need fresh water all the time. And if you're feeding it colas and other things that are loaded with sugar or other preservatives, things like that, it's not going to be the healthy cell that it can be if you're giving it enough water.
Right.
And how much water a day do you need? Well, that depends completely on you. And the majority of people are now recommending an ounce for every 2 pounds. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you would want 100 ounces, just to make the math simple. So it's generally there. So it's an ounce for 2 pounds of weight. So just think of it that way, because it's not the age old, everybody needs 8 cups a day. And then people are thinking, well, how many ounces are in a cup? Meaning 8, meaning 64. That's not true for everyone. Some people need more water. Some people need less. And if you're exercising and exerting yourself as we're recommending, you may need a little more on those days that you're doing a really good workout. Your body will tell you, if you're listening to it and you're giving it water, it'll tell you when it needs more.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else you'd like to recommend for a gentle, everyday, continual basis, keeping the body detoxed?
There is one other thing, and that is taking a daily dose of greens, because greens help your body to stay more alkaline instead of acidic. And that also pushes everything to just work better. It helps your immune system, but it also just helps your body to naturally detox, to digest your food better. It gives you the fiber. So I just think that if you are trying to mostly do the gentle all the time detox, taking a healthy dose of, it could be chlorophyll, it could be wheatgrass, it could be a combination of different greens. We have a lot of super green powders and capsules here at the shop. And so I really do think a daily dose of that, because we don't tend to have perfect diets and we don't tend to especially eat enough greens to really keep our bodies more alkaline rather than so acidic.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And chlorophyll is that nutrient in there that's great to help detox the body, and you can get it separately in liquid form or powder form or capsule form. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the taste of greens, there is some alternatives there, so that you can make sure you're still getting them in your diet while you're working to change your taste buds.
Yeah.
Okay, it can be a chore to change our taste buds, but we can do it. Yes. So that's the important thing, is to remember you can do it. You can make small changes and keep adding to those good positive changes, those good habits. And the longer you do them and keep doing them, the better results you will see.
Yep.
All right. So this is Elizabeth and Jane reminding you don't just clean your house, clean your body too, so that it's free of toxins and you can feel your best. Join us again next week for another episode of The Supplementarian.